and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son. Star 99.9.
That's right. We know you wake up to bad news, but not here at Star 99.9. We want you to wake up to good news around here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is an ingenious story, a nice situation that I saw here. You know, everybody on the planet has got to learn to live together, right, Anna? Mm-hmm. That's the rules. And we have problems here. Like, sometimes, like, you know that we have all those parrots, the invasive species down, like, along the coastline here?
What?
You heard about that, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. We have parrots all around Old Saybrook, Old Lyme, all over the place.
What's wrong with that? I like parrots. They talk.
Well, they don't belong in this environment.
Why? They belong to pirates? Only pirates? Pirates can have pirates?
Let me finish. Okay. All right. All they right. conduct some problems with our power system, with the transistor, whatever, those transformers that hang off the poles there or whatever. Just like squirrels, they eat stuff, they get in there, and they cause problems. Well, they have the same problem on the other side of the world with a very unique and rare parrot called the Kia parrot, all right? Mm-hmm. But what they've done now, the people in that area, is they have started to build jungle gyms for the parrots next to the thing. So they were having a problem that the parrots would pick up the road cone.
Yep.
And move them off the road when they're doing construction. And they have now built them jungle gyms because these parrots are just too smart.
So basically, they're basically to avoid them causing damage,
right.
They've just redirected them to a playground.
Right. That's exactly what what would we do if children were out there climbing up transformers and doing stuff? And then I did some more research, and it's fascinating. These birds are super smart. Here's a guy with a British accent talking about it.
It's using its brain as a chess player does to work out a sequence of moves. Which logs need to be shifted in what order to allow it to open the bin.
This is a parrot opening
a
trash can.
This isn't a trick the bird was taught. This Kia is a wild creature. It figured out the problem without any human prompting.
It's crazy.
So parrots are really
just
smart.
Throwing wood all over the place to get in this trash can.
So maybe we shouldn't be, you know, shunning these beautiful parrots that are taking over the Connecticut shoreline. We should be building them jungle gyms
right.
and learning from them.
We put a little bit of a little structure around the transformers. The parrots are happy. Everybody lives happy and free. We're good. We go on about our lives.
All right. I also have some tell me something good about animals. But
what do you got?
It has to do with the Beardsley Zoo in Bridgeport. Three critically endangered wolf pups were born last month at the zoo, and they just announced it yesterday. They're the most beautiful, adorable little wolf pups.
So let me get this straight.
I want to kiss their face.
Let me get this straight.
Yep.
Tomorrow,
yep.
We're going to send Christian
yep.
to the Beardsley Zoo
yep.
to get a Super Bowl prediction.
All from right, the Tiger Cubs.
Right. Yep. And get ready here. And he's going to get to meet all these baby creatures.
So, producer Christian, tomorrow's Groundhog Day. And so, yes, he will be talking to all the animals to get their predictions on whether they see
right.
their shadows or not. So
right,
he gets
right.
to see the Tiger Cubs. And
ask
now,
them about the Super Bowl, too.
He's going to ask them. He's, yeah.
Right.
And he's also going to be playing with the endangered wolf pups that are absolutely the most adorable little babies I've ever seen.
I just don't understand. Like,
his life
clearly
is good.
He has better representation than I do because this is ridiculous.
If you want to share your good news, call us at 1-800-330-99. We always want to hear it.